Good day, it's John David Miller, and it's Holistic Reality Radio Blog, Holistic Natural Health and Reality Analysis, presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. I'm broadcasting at 3:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays Eastern Time. Today's topic is Mid-Year Economic Update. We try to do this at the beginning and in the middle of the year, unless there's some urgent economic event. But the story hasn't changed a whole lot from last mid-year and the beginning of the year, but we will update you because it's important to keep this in mind because we're definitely in a shaky time in the world's economic scenario. There is a global financial crisis that has been gradually developing for many years. The devastating effects of unsustainable debt, a long hidden giant bubble of shaky derivatives, multiple funny money currencies, manipulated markets, and a growing realization of vast deception are likely to seriously disrupt the economic picture before long. In an overview, with the blatant financial disinformation that has become standard policy, no one knows for sure how things will unfold over the next few years. The financial house of cards in Europe has been teetering for a while. For safety, many alternative economists are urging their audiences to move financial assets out of stocks and currency-based accounts and markets. Stocks, bonds, bank accounts, and pensions are expected to take big hits in the coming months. The claimed recovery from the crash of 2008 has been mostly based on the tricks of tweaked numbers and free play money. Derivative contracts based on subprime assets are a huge shaky portion of the financial foundation. The massive amount of USA debt could fuel the inflation spiral, but a collapse may lead to a lengthy depression. Post-crash, paper dollars would probably be much less valuable than food, water, seeds for growing food, silver, gold, and other commodities, although better than the vanished digits that used to be your bank account. Unemployment. The official unemployment rate does not include underemployment, although job starts have increased. More than one quarter of USA working-age people do not have a full-time job. About half the population receives government payments for financial support. Robotic automation is also reducing need for human workers. Many jobs that moved overseas have not been restored here. Banking. This nexus of the corporate conglomerate that controls finance and business is in trouble. Without major reform, collapse of a financial system based on phony money, that what we call fiat dollars and fiat currencies, but phony money and manipulation of numbers is inevitable these things will bring about a collapse. The Federal Reserve banking fraud has blown the bubble larger than ever, but this time the explosion of the popping may take out your pension, investments, and or your bank account. Reversing quantitative easing, interest rates are the next topic. Reversing quantitative easing, the Fed, the Federal Reserve Bank System, nudged the interest rate up by 0.25% at a time, putting a squeeze on borrowers and slowing the real estate and automobile markets. Now that sales at all levels are down, the Fed has changed back to rate reduction. Will it be enough? Or will open quantitative easing resume soon? Currencies. The dollar has been an international safe haven for money to be parked due to economic uncertainty. With increased use of other currencies and weakening global trade, the dollar is losing its sole world reserve status that's really held since just after World War II with the Bretton Woods Agreement. But other nations have been building up their gold holdings at a suppressed price. Will there be some kind of reset of currency values, perhaps being backed by assets? If at least certain currencies are tied to real value commodities, that could bring some stability before conditions become desperate or chaotic. And there have been alternative economists talking about this potential for a global currency reset. There's evidently been hints of it from the international banking institutions, the International Monetary Fund and the Bank for International Settlements and so forth, all interrelated, the World Bank. These are all giant banking conglomerates that are all under the ownership of the extremely wealthy, the Rothschild Group and so forth. But the cryptocurrencies have had their struggles, but they still survive and they may rise more. So if you aren't familiar with cryptocurrencies, you might want to look into it. I was able to put just a small amount experimentally into it several years ago, into Bitcoin, and diversified into a couple other ones out of that account. But that $100 got up over $2,000. It's less than that now. It's been going up and down. But just to show you how a market like that, if you don't put don't risk your lent money, don't risk your mortgage payment, but if you have extra funds to experiment with that aren't going to hurt you, it is definitely worthwhile to have a crypto account just to watch it and see what it'll do. Can't complain from $100 becoming $1,500 to $2,000, so we'll keep watching it, and maybe it'll grow, and maybe if conditions warrant it, if the stability of cryptocurrencies is validated by other institutions and so forth, then you may buy larger amounts of it with some of your shakier assets, such as dollars, and your bank account. But moving on, inflation. Inflation has returned in many markets and may ramp up more with the falling interest rates. We've seen gas prices get down below $2 around here in Ohio, but they're back up pretty well over $2 and got almost to $3 at times. So they really bob up and down. But retail topic. Companies that serve the dwindling middle class are closing stores in record numbers. Many small, locally owned shops have succumbed to the big corporate invaders. Online retailers have drawn a lot of business as well. So brick-and-mortar stores are subsiding, leaving empty spaces or repurposed uses in plazas and malls. Recently, my storage shed, where I keep some of my items, I had to move from a former Target store in a closed mall that was going to be knocked down for some other business purposes. And instead, we moved to the former department store with several things over the years, but most recently Macy's at another mall. But the mall is still in operation, has a Penny's and has some other mall stores, but the Macy's have been long closed. And so now that is a giant storage facility, the old Macy's department store. So a lot of repurposing of former brick-and-mortar retail outlets. Gold and silver. The prices have been manipulated. Prices just lately rising a little above cost of production. The way they do these commodity paper trades, they sell silver on paper, but they never have to fulfill. But by holding the price low, they don't get rid of their asset, but they keep the price down, and then they can buy more at a low price. But this is eventually caused the production to fall because producers couldn't afford to produce many of them. Some of them were still at or below the cost of production, but the number of silver operations had to cut way back or close. Now that has been an upward pressure, and eventually the real price of silver and gold has to come out or something closer to it. So silver, on the its price is very low compared to the gold price even. And silver does have many uses and provides better protection of asset value with a greater potential for gain, in my estimation. So I suggest holding physical silver, not paper or digital promises. Silver dollars are good. I like those. Stocks. The stock market has been stimulated to remarkable new highs by almost free money back in the day, and then by corporate buybacks using the free money or low-cost money, and programmed manipulation by big players. You know, they just keep bobbing that price up, similar to what we said about manipulating silver and gold with paper trades that don't actually get consummated. They buy lots of stock at a sustaining price to maintain the market as they bow out of all their lesser holdings. As the market's hot air, though, is released, and especially as fraud and manipulation become exposed, prices will fall. Insiders have been greatly reducing their overall holdings while manipulating the prices of those they still work with. If the world economy tanks, as it appears to be doing, stocks will decline seriously and take a long time to get back to these highs, which have mainly been unrealistic. Housing. While homes are selling in some areas, higher interest rates slowed the housing market. Also, fewer people have full-time jobs, and many are in deep debt. Qualified buyers have subsided, and less people have access to financing. So sales are stagnant in many markets as homeless camps are growing. If you still have a good, strong housing market where you live, don't count on it continuing to be that way. Now would not be the time to pay too much for a house or property. Oil. Oil and fuel prices have been fairly stable, bobbing up and down to some degree. I mean, within a range of, let's say, 50 cents or 70 cents over the last year or so. But the price of oil had gotten up to over $7 a barrel, which helped sustain the petrodollar for a while, the petrodollar being the use of the dollar in or the oil trade. But the use of other currencies has come into play in the oil markets as well as other global trade, and so there's less demand for the dollar now. But the U.S. has grown its oil output to be the world's highest. Iraq has been building their production levels as they return to the world economy, but time, Saudi Arabia and other OPEC producers limit output to sustain the price. Projection of the coming economic situation. It has been expected for some time by alternative economists that the banking, debt, and derivative bubbles will be popping. The exposure of banks, companies, and governments to these threats leaves little confidence in the financial system. There is no more debt leverage to sustain it, and nowhere near enough assets to back the ultimately worthless paper. A trigger that sets off a financial collapse could result in closing banks, plummeting stock prices, blocking of bond redemptions, and wiping bank accounts and other paper assets. Experts warn that market drops, wealth redistribution protocols, bank account and pension devaluation, criminal acts among business and government officials, and or dollar dump inflation may soon worsen the wipeout of the middle class and increase widespread poverty and homelessness. There may be little time to complete preparedness for the economic changes already underway. Let us hope that a well-thought-out resolution plan, some type of reset, will be introduced before chaos breaks out. Please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of the changes we are facing and how to be prepared, reallywell.com for outstanding natural health information and products, ticktricks.com for more on the cabal trying to control us all, and holisticreality.com for the philosophy of natural holism and the archives of this program. Well, thank you for listening. Now is the time to move with purpose and understand. Have a great day.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. Been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand.